Izadi officials expressed concern about the fate of hundreds of Izadi men who were recently separated from their families in Tall Afar by ISIL, and called the Iraqi government and the international coalition to accelerate the process to free the abductees and rescue them after 8 months of being kidnapped by ISIL. Izadi activist Mirza Dinayi, representative of the Izadi House, appealed to the international community to prevent a new massacre of kidnapped Izadis, such as what happened in the village of Kojo.
There are still around 3,500 Izadis kidnapped in different areas that are under the control of ISIL. Most of them are in Tall Afar. On the 27th of this month, ISIL separated the women and children from men. Girls above the age of 10 were sent to Raqqa, and men were driven to an unknown destination. 4 days ago, we lost contact with them, and we fear that ISIL may massacre them.
ISIL still holds more than 3,500 Izadi civilians abducted, while there are about 2,500 others detained in Tall Afar since more than 8 months ago. They separated them from their daughters and women, and they are living in inhumane conditions.
The number of abducted Izadis was around 5,000 citizens. Around 1,600 were able to escape. Women and children were separated from men. The men were transferred to an unknown location. Since ISIL always commits massacre, we fear that the terrorist group may kill those Izadis. The Iraqi parliament and government demanded that the international community help them.
The past few weeks have witnessed the escape of a number of Izadi families to Kurdistan, which apparently angered the terrorist group. Dozens of terrorists moved from Mosul to Tall Afar on Sunday and surrounded the families in a neighborhood there. They separated men and isolated women and young children and took the girls from the age of 9 and above to an unknown location. The Izadi minority suffered a lot from the presence of ISIL terrorists in their areas. Many were killed by the Takfiri group, while the rest were sold across the Middle East. Rashan Saglami, Press TV, Baghdad.